Bible reading number 27, Genesis 24, verse 1 and following. Isaac and Rebekah. Abraham was very, very old, and the always present one had blessed Abraham with everything. Abraham said to his slave, the oldest man in his household, who was in charge of everything that Abraham had,
"I will now make you swear by the always present one, the God of heaven and the God of the earth, that you will not get a wife for my son Isaac from the daughters of the people of Canaan, where I now live. Instead, you must go to my native country and to my relatives to get a wife for my son Isaac. God will send his angel ahead of you. You must get a wife for my son from my homeland."
Then the slave took 10 camels which belonged to his master and left. He was carrying many gifts from his master. He came to northwest Mesopotamia, to the town of Nahor, Abraham's brother. The slave made the camels kneel down outside the town at the well of water in the evening when the women come out to draw water. He prayed, "O God, who is always present, O God of my master Abraham, please give me success today. Show kindness to my master Abraham. Look, I am standing beside the fountain of water, and the girls are coming out to draw water. Now let it be the girl to whom I say, 'Please lower your jar so that I may drink,' that she will say, 'Drink, and I will water your camels too.' Select her for me, for Isaac. Then I can know that you have shown kindness to my master." Before he had finished praying, Rebekah came out. She was born to Bethuel, the son of Milcah, Nahor's wife. Nahor was the brother of Abraham. Rebekah had her jar on her shoulder. The girl was very beautiful to look at. She was a virgin. She had never had sexual relations with a man. She went down to the fountain and filled her jar with water. Then she came back up. The slave of Abraham hurried to meet her. He said, "Please let me have just a little water from your jar." She said, "Drink, sir." Then she hurried to lower her jar to her hand to give him a drink. After she finished giving him a drink, she said, "I will water your camels too until they are satisfied." Then she hurried to empty her jar of water into the trough. Again and again she ran to the well to draw water for all of his camels. Abraham's slave was silently wondering about Rebekah. He wanted to know if the always present one had made his trip successful or not. After the camels had finished drinking, the man took out a golden nose ring weighing about 1/5 of an ounce and 2 gold bracelets for her wrists, weighing about 5 ounces each. He said, "Whose daughter are you? Please tell me if there is room in your father's house for us to spend the night." She said to him, "I am the daughter of Bethuel, the son of Milcah, and the granddaughter of Nahor." Then she added, "Yes, we have plenty of straw, feed, and a place to spend the night." Then the man bowed his head and worshipped the always present one. He said, "Praise the one who is always present, the God of my master Abraham, who did not abandon his truth or his loyalty to my master. While I was on the road, the always present one led me to the very household of my master's relatives.